This is simply a cash grab for the state. It is an infringement on law-abiding citizens' right to keep and bear arms. And I think flat on its face, it's unconstitutional. You can't tax a right. In fact, that's what we're doing. When I go purchase a weapon, I have to show my FOID card that I had to be background checked to get. Then when I purchase the gun, I have to fill out my 4473 federal background check to background check me again. Whereas in other states that don't have the FOID card, you simply go and they do the federal background check when you fill out the 4473. So we're just repeating the background check and charging for the background check on the front end with the FOID card. This doesn't make anything safer. This doesn't keep guns out of bad people's hands. Because if you're a bad guy, you can't buy a firearm with a federal background check. If you're a bad guy, you can't get a FOID card with the background check. So why put an undue burden on law-abiding citizens by charging them to purchase a firearm?